Transform your home in one weekend and save big money at Menards. Protect and enjoy your outdoor living space with Thompson's semi-transparent wood sealer. It maintains wood's natural color and provides durable year-round protection from water and sun damage in just one coat. Save big money on Thompson's water seal products. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
You're a man. You are a man. Stand up and be a man. Make the hard decisions. Make the sacrifices. Make the unpopular decisions. And become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
When do you become a man? When you get a driver's license? Like, what do we do? You're 16, we give you a driver's license. Okay, well, wait, like, you get a job? Like, when do you become a man? You become a man when you become responsible for other people. And part of that is taking accountability. And so, like, I'm very new to this being a man thing. And I'm still not there. And I'm on a path. I grew up in a culture that told me going to war made you a man. Going to prison and coming back makes you a man. Making $1 million makes you a man, you know. And it doesn't. And you don't know it till you've done all these things and realize, damn, I'm still a little fucking boy.
A man is supposed to take care of his family. You live in my house, fill your belly with my food, put you behind on my bed because you're my son. Because I like you, because it's my duty to take care of you. I owe a responsibility to you.
Superior man, it's within you. It's within every single one of us. And the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It's just they believed it and they're willing to work their fuck off to get it. It wasn't about the potential. It wasn't about the genetics. It was about the perseverance. And it was about being the hardest worker in the room. That's what got them there. And it didn't happen overnight. They got knocked down more than they ever stood up.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
But they kept going and kept going and kept going and kept going because what else is the alternative? To be average again. That sucks, man. And it really sucks when you've tasted success at one point in your life.
Pain is passed down from father to son and son to son. A lot of pain in Troy's life is a result of the pain and damage from his father that he then visits on his son. We have to, as black men, be mindful of that. Sometimes it's unfair, and sometimes we take it out on those we love. And I'm guilty of that frustration that we all have. But we have a responsibility and a duty to be fathers, not to just make babies, but to be real fathers. And you can't expect any good to come to you if you don't visit any good on your son or your daughter. So, be a man.
I'm back down from anyone. And that's what got me in trouble. I don't play games. I don't kiss anyone's ass. And I'm a real man. And that's regardless of being a fighter, I'm a man. And that's why I want to be a man. And if I die, I want to die a man. I don't want to die a bitch, a little fucking poodle in the street.
You eat every day.
Yes, sir.
You got a roof over your head.
Yes, sir.
You got clothes on your back.
Yes, sir.
Why you think that is?
Because of you.
Hell, I know it's because of me, but why do you think that is?
Because we
like you. I go out here every morning. I bust my butt putting up with them crackers every day, because I like you. You're about the biggest fool I ever saw. It's my job. It's my responsibility.
Every fucking day, I don't feel like doing things that I still do. It's called discipline. It's called being a man. It's not about feeling like doing it. If you only do things you feel like doing, you know what you end up doing?
What?
You end up sitting around with a belly drinking soya latte. That's what you end up doing if you only do what you feel like doing. You have to wake up and say, I don't feel like training, but I must train. I will only drink water. I will stop being a loser. You need to do what you're supposed to do, not what you feel like doing.
Okay.
That's the difference between a man and a child. You do not become a man doing what you feel like doing. You become a man doing what you're supposed to do. The men on the Titanic didn't feel like dying that day. It's your duty. Nope. It is your duty to not be a fat piece of shit.
I walked in the recruiter's office and he looked at me and he said, you're fat and you're black. I said, I want to be a Navy SEAL. I didn't know there'd only been 35 African-American Navy SEALs at that time in over 70 years. He said, I basically had to lose 106 pounds in less than 3 months because of my age. I was getting too old. I came back 3 months later, 106 pounds lighter. I wish the water was cold. I wish them motherfucking instructors keep on fucking running. I wish the fucking rain. When the ending is unknown and the distance is unknown, that's when you know who the fuck you are.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
A friendly reminder that in 3 generations, everyone who knew us will be dead, including the people whose opinions stopped you from doing what you wanted all along. Imagine that someone you know achieves every dream and hits every goal they have. Years later, they get old and die. 2 years after that, how much do you care? About as much as everyone else will if you accomplish your goals and dreams. Do it for you.
To become that man that you need to be and that the world around you needs you to be, okay? You need to work on being a good man. Now, before you throw your hands up, there are a lot of people out there that don't know what it means to be a good man. Especially, now I'm going to kick over a hornet's nest here, especially in the deeply religious world. They don't know what it means to be a good person. Listen to me. The absence of evil is not an automatic indication of the presence of good. I'm going to say that again. The absence of evil is not an automatic indication of the presence of good. You've got negative, you have positive, and you have neutral. Neutral is there's no negative, but there's no positive either.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Which means it's a big zero.
And we say, down here on the negative, Dwayne, I don't do drugs, and I don't abuse women, and I don't steal from people, and I don't do this, and I don't do that. And so they do away with all the negatives, but they don't do anything positive. Congratulations. That person's a big zero, all right? Being good is proactive. It's doing something. It's just caring about people.
The emotionally immature man seeks out motivation to do something hard one time. The emotionally mature man uses discipline to do something hard 1,000 times.
When you really sit back at your life and you're in that dark room and you're looking at where you started from and you tell yourself, ah, dog, man, my mom is this way. My senior stepdad got murdered. My dad beat the shit out of me. I can't read and write to save my fucking soul. I've lied about it to everybody. I've cheated on all these tests. My God, man. And then you put a goal in your mind.
How are you gonna feel, man, when you accomplish this goal coming from that shit? Coming from the fucking hell you came from? A lot of people start from a good starting point. They have a good foundation. What if you can surpass all of these motherfuckers? What if everybody who was fucking way up here started up here, and you started with no legs. You had to grow fucking legs to even start walking, and then crawling, and then running, and then you start passing people with all this given to them.
More men realizing that it's not just about the car, the watch, the possessions, working until my eyes bleed. At the project, obviously the finance is what most people think about, right? Well, if I just make good money, I'll be a good provider as a man. Most men think that they're relegated to just being a provider. Well, I provide a roof over their head, they're safe, they have food, they have school supplies, but there's more to being a man, you know? There is more to being a man. What about a level of faith? Isn't confidence in yourself, faith in a higher power, that there's a path for you, right? Faith in your friends and your circle of influence, that these guys who set up this amazing studio can set it up in a way that we can have this moment, right? So then you've got your faith, you've got your finances, great. What about fitness? And on the fitness side, I believe that physical fitness is the gateway drug to emotional and mental fitness. Most people who do get fit physically completely neglect mental and emotional hygiene, and they are living stressed, overwhelmed, addicted to vices, or financially broke because they completely forgot about the other F pillars. And so that fitness is really about, can you be physically fit? Because think about what level of focus, consistency, delayed gratification, discipline that is required for a man to get lean, jacked, and stay lean and jacked for a prolonged period of time. That's a lot of shit you gotta do.
I had to use all this negative shit that was making me weak and horrible as a person. I had to use this as the power that now fueled me. I had to flip it on its head and say, hold up, this might be exactly what I need. The darkness is exactly what I need. It's how you look at your situation. And I was looking at it all fucked up.
That poor, beleaguered cashier at Walmart with the tired eyes and the swollen ankles, just look her down and ask her, how are you doing today? Just somebody actually cares. You know, we talk about holding the door. Well, somebody stops on the side of the road. Your neighbor down the road is in a difficult place and they can't get their yard mowed. The old lady across the street, the old gentleman across the street, it snows. Just take your shovel and go over a shoulder sidewalk. Just somebody at work, you watch and you look, and people at work, they're going through a hard time. Just, hey, are you all right? Anything I can do to help? Just in your life, be an agent for good. It's kind of like people say, I support the troops. I support the troops. What do you do for the troops? Do you send them care packages? Nope. Do you walk up to them when you see them in a restaurant, the airport, in uniform, and do you stick your hand out and say, thank you for your service? No, I don't do anything, but I support the troops. No, that just means you're not against the troops. And going through life, become a good man.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hold on.
I believe in self-discipline, self-pride, self-motivation. No one has that self anymore. That self is gone. So that driving force that tells you, I have to do this shit. I took great pride in the fact that I was nobody. And what you just described put goosebumps on me, because that's exactly what I took pride in. Was, I'm going to make sure you're good and you're good. My mom would tell you right now, she's right there sitting.
She is.
She knows I don't buy myself shit. I take great pride in that. I don't want shit. Because how I'm wired to, hey, mom, I'm going to get you this, 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 and this. My girl, everybody's got everything. I don't even own a car. And I'm a multimillionaire. And I say that with pride. Because what I was here to do as a man, and men may not even want to hear this. It sounds so barbaric. That's the pride in which you have as a man, is that you see your mom, you see your girl, you see your kids, you see all this shit, you see them doing well. That's all a real man wants. They don't give a how they dress, how they look, what they're driving. They don't give a shit. Because why? Your trophies are your family, and they're all walking around. Every man that sees you, they see you walking in with some sweatpants and shit, but they know your family's falling because you put the time in, you put the effort in, you put the work in. And as a man, we don't want none of that shit. We just want respect. And that's what men don't give a about now. But the one thing I want is for my family to look at me and say, that's the man right there. And men don't have that. They don't know what that feels like. So until you know what that feels like, you're never going to seek that feeling of when things are bad, my family looks to me.
As they should.
As they should.
That's your job.
That is my fucking job. And I earned that. It's not given because you wake up and you're a man.
And it feels real good.
It feels amazing. When anything goes wrong in my family, if there's a flat tire, they don't call fucking AAA. They call David fucking Goggins. My mom's got a problem, David. My mom's sick, David. She don't call the fucking doctors, David. Anybody, they call David. And that's earned. That's a good feeling. And I would challenge men to try that. Try that. Try that for a couple of days. Try working those 20-hour shifts and coming home and having your girl have a meal at home. I guarantee your girl looks at you very different. Every day you come home and you're dirty as or you're just tired and she knows you're only getting 4 hours of sleep. And then when you go to work, she's sleeping because it's 4 o'clock in the fucking morning and you look at her. She knows what kind of man she's got. Your mom knows, your dad knows the kind of son they have. They don't know that feeling. It's the best feeling in the fucking world. Money can't buy it. Nothing can buy it. So it's just something that we almost can't teach our kids anymore because the world is influencing people from all over. Once they leave your house, you got this weak family, that weak family, and that weak family saying, why is your dad like that? Why are you doing that? So it's hard to keep it, man. And how can you not want that? How can you not want that? That's old school savagery.
100%.
Old school savagery.
Purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us. Because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. There may be another purpose, like being a SEAL or going to college or whatever, but the main purpose in life is you. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You don't care enough about yourself.
Adidas is a very simple one. And, you know, the Mamba mentality simply means trying to be the best version of yourself. That's what the mentality means. It means every day you're trying to become better.
Clean up your room. Organize your local landscape. Schedule your time. Start taking control of yourself. See if you can stop saying things you know to be lies. Stop saying and doing things that make you feel weak.
This is yours. You're the captain. You're the master. You're the foreman. You're the general. You're the head. Don't give control of this to nobody, especially the devil. Do not let Satan come in here and function and operate, because he has one mission: to keep you off course, to make you not think it's possible, to make you think that God don't hear you. His job is only to destroy you, to make sure that you don't become what God intended for you to become. To find your way in life is not an external search. It's an internal search. Because God equipped you the moment he gave birth to you. God equipped you at birth with what you needed. He gave all of you a gift, all of you. Every last one of you, you're gifted. God never created a soul without giving them a gift. All of you sitting in here were given a gift at birth. He put it inside you. You ain't got to look under the ocean. It ain't on the mountain. It ain't under no rocks. He put it in you at birth. He gave you a gift. It is the thing that you do the absolute best with the least amount of effort. That's your God-given gift. That's the thing you should pursue. The scripture says your gift will make room for you and put you in the presence of important men. That's what your gift will do for you.
Be a dangerous man. Now, being dangerous is not being a threat. They're two different things. And it's not about going out and lifting weights and getting a bunch of tattoos and wearing leather jackets and walking around with your chest and shoulders up, hulking around saying, I'm dangerous. That very rarely is that a dangerous man. Often the most dangerous man in the room is the quietest man in the world.
These sort of cornerstones of, I think, classic masculinity are super, super important. But equally important is being kind, is being empathetic, is to stand up for somebody who has less rights than you, somebody who's being picked on, somebody who's being put into the corner, somebody who's just sad.
As a man, we're expected to be a provider, be a protector in a relationship, but it's time that we start expecting more.
To be good is to do good to people. And sometimes doing good to people is protecting those people. It's protecting those people, protecting those around.
And with complete disregard for his own safety, Lance Corporal Carpenter moved towards the grenade in an attempt to shield his fellow Marine via the detonated blast. When the grenade detonated, his body absorbed the brunt of the blast, severely wounding him, that's saving the life of this fellow Marine.
They found Kyle lying face down directly over the blaster. His helmet was riddled with holes, his gear was melted, part of his Kevlar vest was blown away. One of the doctors who treated him later said Kyle was literally wounded from the top of his head to his feet.
It's okay to be a man.
It's not okay, it's necessary. What the hell are we gonna do without men? You look around the city here, you see all these buildings go up. These men, they're doing impossible things. They're under the streets, working on the sewers. They're up on the power lines in the storms and the rain. They're keeping this impossible infrastructure functioning. This thing that works in a miraculous manner. They work themselves to death. And often literally.
If you don't own something, you're not the boss. You have to take full responsibility for everything that you do. Why be subservient? You must be the master of your own kingdom.
It's a massive infrastructure of unbelievably hardworking, solidly laboring, working class men breaking themselves in half on a regular basis.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Making sure that everything that always breaks works.
I'm moving, flowing, all right? But you say one disrespectful thing to my wife in my presence, where I get a phone call from one of my daughters crying, I am not only willing, but I am able to inflict great bodily damage, and I will do so.
Feelings has nothing to do with it. This is my dream. This is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do the things that I don't feel like doing. I'm going to do the things I don't want to do. I'm going to do the things that don't come easy to me, that do not come natural to me. I won't get up and do it. You can't live your life on feelings. You cannot let your feelings dictate what you are or are not going to do today.
You know, it doesn't get easy, my friends. Running 12 plus miles a day, doing 800 plus push-ups a day, lifting weights every single day, working two jobs, working out of my comfort zone, at the club, but it's worth it. Because if you think it's about fitness, you're wrong. If you think it's about the money, you're wrong. Because it all goes back to one point, one important point, my friend. I'm in it for the mentality to keep going, no matter what happens.
If you just try to be pampered, and if you're trying to be soft, and if you're trying to be the victim, it always you're not going to go anywhere. We need to get stronger.
So what? You just sit back and you wait for somebody to pat you on the shoulder and say it's okay. At least you gave it your best. Your best ain't good enough. Your best don't work. You need to go beyond your best. You need to go beyond the level. You need to let the world know that you exist. You need to let the world know that you made different. You built different. You're stronger. You're more passionate. You believe in yourself. When the rest of the world shut you down, you woke up the next day and you said, I got this. I do this. I breathe this. I am this. You can't stop me. For who I am, what I am, who I am and what I stand for, you don't belong in this world. You don't belong to strength. You know why? Because you ain't strong enough. You're not willing enough. You're not passionate enough. And you know why I'm so passionate? Because the rest of the world don't understand my passion. The other world don't want my passion. They think my passion is too much. I'm going to give you a little bit more. You know why? Because passion is what makes me who I am today.
Get it. 17.
They don't know me, son.
Get it. 18.
They don't know me, son.
Get it. 19.
They don't know me, son.
Yeah. 20. You got some more in there, son. Yeah, 21. Yeah, get again. Come on, we want to see it.
You need to love pain. And I know no pain, no this, whatever, all the, you know, the cracks. Oh, my. No, this is real. You need to love pain. However, mentally, physically, love it. You need to love it. If not, stay where you are.
The only way you're going to get strength in your life is if you go through that hard moment, that tough moment. I wouldn't have a story if it wasn't for the sucky times in my life. I wouldn't have a story if it wasn't for me going through my depressed moment. So realize this, just because it's a chapter, it doesn't mean it's your whole story. So for me, I just understand that it's very important to embrace pain, to go through it, because I believe the foundation of all strength is pain.
What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to forgo? Because a lot of people, like this guy came in one time, I was a trainer. And he goes, man, I can stop doing anything but my Frappuccinos. I go fucking leave. Because I'm looking for that person like me. People, it's hard for people to understand how I lost 106 pounds in less than 3 months. I sat down at a table.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
And I said to myself, what are you willing to give up? Everything. And when people come to me with that kind of mindset, I can work with you. When you are willing to strip yourself down to nothing and give everything, that's who I want to work with. Because now I can mold you into exactly who you want to be. When you put these restrictions up, and that's why my first question is, how bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live, breathe, or sleep, whatever the hell it may be, I can work with you. But a lot of people, most people, don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it.
The best day of your life is when you realize nobody's coming to save you. And when you can realize that, you can kind of cynically smile because you know you want the ball in the court. Then you're well on your way to being successful. And you take full responsibility of everything, good or bad, even if you don't do the actual task. If you take responsibility fully, you're free.
Get up at 4 in the fucking morning one day, just one day, and go for a fucking run. Commit to one day and see how you feel as you're jogging it back in around 5 or something, as your neighbors are still asleep.
Or are you jogging back in at 6 o'clock and your neighbor's just getting up, grabbing the coffee, looking outside, wondering, you know, what the day's going to hold for them? Well, your day's already provided something for you. You see how that works? Mentally, you feel like, wow, man, that was fucking alive.
A real person, a real alpha, a real go-getter, they ain't saying shit about nobody.
Correct.
That's why you will never, ever hear me dropping somebody's name, running my mouth about somebody. I don't know what you went through. I don't know what you're going through. I didn't wear the shoes you wore when you were a kid. I didn't grow up in your fucked up house. I didn't have your fucked up family. I don't know shit about you. So guess what I do? Shut the fuck up. Because real men don't say shit. Because first of all, we're too busy trying to grind and be better.
Correct.
Second of all, unless we know what we know, we shut our fucking mouths. But nowadays, there's not many real men who live by that creed of like, you know, if you're on social media running your fucking mouth and shit, you're just a bitch.
Correct.
You're honestly, that's not me trying to be some after school special shit. You really are a bitch. Real men ain't doing it. Real men don't care about that gossipy bullshit. Get to work, man.
You don't start things and not finish. You don't quit. There's nothing that comes out of quitting besides knowing that you didn't finish. We finish everything. You start it, finish it. If you're going to do it to try and be the best. Not be better than other people, be the best for you.
Sacrifice temporary fun for permanent dreams, or sacrifice your permanent dreams for temporary fun. And the reality is a lot of you guys are willing to sacrifice your permanent dreams for some temporary fun.
Yeah.
And that temporary fun is never going to get you fucking anywhere. Because I'll tell you this, going to the club, partying, drinking, popping bottles, are those people going to be there 10 years from now when you're fucking brokey wondering what the fuck you did in the years that you were supposed to be productive? Let me tell you something, they won't fucking be there. You won't even remember them. You might have them in your phone log somewhere, but you won't even know who the fuck they are at that point. Your party buddies and shit like that, they won't be around 10 years from now. Yeah. So you got to ask yourself, since they're not going to be around, you're going to have yourself. Do you want to be able to look at that person in the mirror and be like, damn, I wasted all that time popping bottles, running around chasing women like a fucking moron, and I have nothing to show for it? Or you could go ahead and sacrifice that fun right now and then be able to build yourself into a situation where you could go ahead and go to the club and it's not going to set you back. It's not going to fuck you up because you built a solid foundation. You built an empire up where now you have the privilege that you've earned, by the way, to go out and do these things.
90% of your life will suck. 10% will be fucking happy. You may be a lucky guy and have a lot of fucking money, have a great ass woman, all this shit. Trust me. One-on-one with that fucking guy, he's missing something. His life still sucks because he hasn't faced something that bothered him his whole fucking life. Something is still eating that motherfucker up.
I can see my kid, they have 12 years old. The mentality, they are not the same. They are not suffer that.
What's the difference?
The anger. I think the anger. I think that they have the things more easily. Everything, it's easily. They don't suffer. And I think it's, they don't care.
I didn't have a motherfucker come wake me up at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning and say, hey, you got to get your shit in. I had no trainer. I didn't have a nutritionist. It was this self-discipline that I had to survive. To not survive, I was weak, to thrive. No one said, hey, man, you're 297 pounds, man. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to help. Hey, man, you're not smart. I'm going to help you out. I had to work at all this shit. I had to overcome. And it self-discipline is everything. And if you don't have it, I don't look at you right, because I know you're capable of more.
We don't kill nobody. We don't push nobody. We don't make nobody. Like, if you don't want, okay, leave. Like, even yesterday, I was talking with them. It was Saturday, and everybody complained about they tired. What you want? All week, you was work hard. End of the week, if you don't tired, this is good question. You have to worry about yourself. But this is Saturday. You 6 days, you work so hard. Of course, you're going to tire. Tomorrow, rest. And Monday, we're going to begin one more training. If you don't want, go back to Dagestan and stay with your mom. She's going to give you every day good breakfast. Yeah. You don't do nothing. Stay there. But if you come here, don't complain. You want to become best. You want to become champion. And now you want to say, like, you're tired. Who cares? You tired or not? Nobody cares about you. Even you, if you're going to watch fight, you just watch fight. They walk out inside the cage, they fight, and they leave. You don't know what happened behind the scenes.
Yeah.
this is not your business. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares about this.
Yeah.
He was tired. He had personal problem, family. Nobody cares. You don't know. Like, you just see how he fight and he go.
Yeah.
And for this one, you have to train so hard. If you don't want, halas. Go back to Dagestan. Nobody gonna ask about yourself. Mm. Without you or with you, there is always gonna be champions.
Mm.
With your name, this is your choice. Yeah. You wanna put your name there? Okay, work hard. No? Bye-bye.
I'm doing something I don't want to do. Every time I start doing things I don't want to do, I grow.
Yes. That's a lesson that people need to hear and learn. It's so important because everybody just wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to sit on the couch. I don't want to go outside. It's cold. I don't want to do this. It's hot. Like, you've got to do things that you don't want to do because you show your body that your mind is the boss. Your mind is telling your body.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
What to do, and then you have control.
I got an email 2 weeks ago from a family member that an 11-year-old boy cured himself from people at school bullying him. One thing about life is that people in life, they are the ultimate puppet masters. They exploit your weakness, and they love to walk you around life and own space in your head. One of the biggest ways to cut those strings and walk on your own 2 fucking feet to your own destination in life is to build self-respect, self-esteem, self-discipline, all those things. Stay hard is not just about going to the fucking gym. Stay hard is about going that extra step when you feel like you can. That's what builds self-esteem and self-respect. Stay hard.
If you're a victim of any kind, make sure you use that shit to become successful. Don't look for revenge. Look for the fucking reckoning. And I guarantee you, all those people who fucked with you growing up, you might just be their boss. They'll come looking for a fucking favor. And when they do, you got an option to say okay or do what I do and say go fuck yourself. Ha! Beware of one thing, motherfuckers. Spitting in the wind. That shit comes back in your face. Stay hard.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.